All righty, good morning, 713. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ace?
Oh,
stick around a little bit later on. We are going to announce our winners who are going to go play hooky with us and the fellas from Clearwater Meats.
Excited, man.
So excited. A week from tomorrow, we're going to be hitting the ice, broadcasting live. We're broadcasting on the ice.
I'm going to tell you, it's been kind of cold out.
Yeah.
So I've been playing the Xbox recently.
Yeah.
When they got a game called Euro Fishing. There's a spot in that game where you can do a little ice fishing.
I do a little ice fishing. Did you do it?
I know the right baits.
You're ready to go.
How far to drop the lure? 10 feet, Brock. 10 feet. 10,
yeah,
to,
I'll just,
10 to 20.
I'll tell the Clearwater Meats guys they can take the morning off because Hunter's got it all figured out.
I got it.
You don't need no guides. No, you got the Clearwater Meats boys are coming.
No, we need all of you.
All the help we can get. obviously, a huge thank you to all of our amazing sponsors to make that happen. It was a very fun idea that came up, and we're like, absolutely, we have to do this. We have to do this. And
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never been ice fishing.
Never? Not once?
Never.
It's been years since I've gone. Years.
Yeah.
So we're going to announce the winners here a little bit later on, so stay tuned for that. Right now, though, it's time for your morning dump. Why could I not think of it? We do it at the same time every single day.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Well, some Russian economist crunched the numbers and figured out that Legos are a better investment than the stock markets.
Oh, wow. Hey, honestly...
Buying and selling sets of Legos from 1987 to 2015 ended up delivering better returns than large stocks, bonds, and gold. To be clear, the sets have to be unopened. Nobody's interested in a shoebox of plastic bricks. You know, that big tub, that big 50-gallon storage tub that's full of random Legos. But depending on the size of the set and the series it belongs to, your unopened box could be earning you up to 600% each year.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
The dude.
Bottoms of my feet already hurt.
Well, it's good. You can sell the Legos.
Yeah.
And then pay for foot reconstructive surgery after stepping on so many Legos.
Give me some new feet.
Oh, God.
Made of Legos.
Most people understand that binge drinking is hazardous to your health as it is the third most preventable cause of death behind only smoking and obesity. Well, researchers have now discovered that drinking alcohol in excess can also create dangerous and long-lasting genetic changes. That's right. Binge drinking can change your DNA.
So you're not drinking every day. You're just hitting it hard once in a while.
It doesn't really say exactly. Here it says binge drinking. But I'm guessing if you drink hard every single day, it does the same thing.
Are you what kind of a drinker would you consider yourself? Casual? A beer a day guy or a binge drinker?
I wouldn't say binge. College, you binge because you wait till the weekend and then you hit it hard. Or you do it in increments because you're not old enough to buy alcohol. So when you get it, you binge it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. A functioning alcoholic. That's what
a functioning alcoholic. I like it.
I still made it to work.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you get your stuff done.
Still here. Actually, I didn't drink yesterday.
Me neither.
We got a little boozed up on Saturday night, so I took it easy on Sunday. And I knew I had a busy day today, so.
And a few cocktails at the casino on Friday. But, you know, it's funny, man. I think as I get older, it's like, I don't know. Just my stomach doesn't like booze as much as it did.
What a pussy.
You know, call me a puss if you want. Are you an alcohol or a beer guy?
I just like booze. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I like cold beer more than anything.
I like beer in the summer.
I like it anytime. Like after a good workout, it's great, whether it's winter or summer. But yeah, on a hot summer day, it's hard to beat beer.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat beer.
You know.
President Trump wasn't laughing at Saturday Night Live's latest episode. Alec Baldwin opened the show mocking Trump's declaration of a national emergency to help build his wall. The next morning, the commander-in-chief fired off a tweet, "Nothing funny about the tired Saturday Night Live on fake news NBC.
That's pretty good.
Not funny. Trump wrote, "Question is, how do the networks get away with these total Republican hit jobs without retribution? Likewise, for many other shows, very unfair, should be looked into."
You feel like Trump is just constantly like contradicting everything that's...
Here's the thing. It's such a weird world we live in where our president is on Twitter. He's doing what bitchy teenagers.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's the president and he's up early morning in the White House...
Mm-hmm.
tweeting about SNL skits.
Now is that Trump's fault or is it just the time? I mean, if we had a different president,
I got no problem.
Hillary was the president, would she be tweeting?
Well, see, all Obama used Twitter.
Yeah,
all of them used Twitter. That's not the issue. It's the fact that he's probably sitting in bed. He's sitting in bed.
Paint the picture, would you?
And he's there. His hair hasn't been combed over yet, so it's probably just all over the place. All right, he's got Trump bedhead. All right, Melania's God knows where, because you know they don't sleep in the same bed together. All right. Guaranteed.
A lot of money.
Maybe required. She has to, like, 3 nights a week stay in bed. This isn't one of them. And he's there with his cell watching the latest episode. He's probably watching it on his cell phone, and then he goes right to Twitter.
Yeah.
Fake news. Itch.
Itch.
Wild China.
Did you see the picture that the guy photoshopped of Trump? He took him. He made him bald. Took his hair off, and then he put a beard on.
Yeah, he looked good.
Dude, he looked good.
Yeah.
He looked, like, legit. That's what
we need to...
I mean, he looked like a commander.
Yeah.
Like, I'd look at that guy and be like, yeah, that guy's...
this wispy straw. I mean, what is he... I don't know.
No, I'm serious. Look at this page. Google it. Google it.
Yeah.
It's Donald Trump bald with the beard. And you'll look at it and be like, damn, dude.
Did he respond on that? Did he tweet about that?
I don't know. But if Trump saw that, I know he would consider.
I don't know. I don't think he would. He is so committed to his hair at this point.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That helmet,
yeah.
That hair helmet that he wears.
It's not even
I wonder
real.
If he can just pop it off like Lego hair.
Yeah. Nice.
Change it out. All right, this one needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
I need my new one. It's going to be very windy today. Huge.
He's got the money for it. That's
going
for
down
sure.
To look at the wall. Need new hair. Huge.
Huge.
China. Fake news.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. That's your morning dump.